7:03 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the healthy skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, this is the funds drive. So we gratefully or gladly accept your donations to WMFO's programming. All you got to do is go to www.wmfo.org, and it gives you your choice of shows you want to donate to, or donate to all of them. There's no particular one. But I would love it. I would absolutely love it if you donated specifically to the Desperate Hours. But there's a number of worthy shows on our schedule, so check them all out. Or you can mail a check to the trustees of Tufts College and write it that way. Anyway, wow, it worked. It went through for the most part. Coming up in this second half of the show will be this week's song that everybody knows, and what? So much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Christ's sake. And Windy has stormy eyes that flash at the sound of lies. And Windy has wings to fly above the clouds, above the clouds. And Windy has
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Don't you tell me my baby's done. true to me. So girl, you better shut your mouth. Here we go.
Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
21 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Just heard the Elastic Band. They have the oft-compiled Spaz Elastic Band, a single they released on the Cap label in 1968, and I Would Still Love You. For that, the Trogs and 6654321, released worldwide on Fontana in 1966. I got off the Best Of thingy, the EP collection. Came out in 1996 on C for Miles. Before that, the Cookies from 1963 with the second of Two Little Confections, the curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, Don't Say Nothing Bad About My Baby. Came out in 1963 on the Dimension label. For that, Jenny Moss and a Joe Meek produced track called Hobbies, originally released on the Columbia label in 1963 in the UK. And I got it off the Joe Meek Alchemist of Pop compilation. We kicked it off, before that was this week's song that everybody knows, The Association and Windy, 1967 on Warner Brothers. And we kicked off the set with Bobby Long and His Satellites and Mojo Workout. Got off the compilation Looky Dookie. Came out in Y2K on Crypt. It was originally released on the Vegas label in 1964. Go over now. Don't wait. Go over now to www.wmfo.org and support WMFO and its programming. You let moaxes like me on the air to entertain the both of yous. At least you can do is fork over a couple of simoleons and there's some swag in it for you. Anyway, do I have some queued up? Yes, I do. I have some leftover horror stuff, to deal with death and despair. Leftover from last week that I didn't get around to playing. So I'll get into that. Coming up at 8 o'clock will be Walk Sign Is On. Walk Sign Is On. We'll stick around for that. Meanwhile, you're stuck here listening to the Desperate Hours.
time of a nameless job there, discussing the weather within the same breath. Within the same breath. Within the same breath. Within the same breath.
Howdy, hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Oh, drives me wild. Rose her lips to make her smile, and I'm gonna make her mine, oh mine.
Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
I love him too much. at WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years, and none of us here want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before April 13th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support us in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO Freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford.
Quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I just played in this next to last set of the evening. You just heard the Mods, a band from the Netherlands, and a track called She Was Married. I have the compilation Dutch Beat Explosion, came out in 1999 on Distortions, originally released in the Netherlands on the Omega label in 1966. Before that, the Paris Sisters. Of the I Love How You Love Me Paris Sisters, and He Knows I Love Him Too Much. Came out in 1962 on the Greg Mark label. Before that, the Marvels. They were a local band. And a track off the compilation Relative Distance that came out on the Stanton Park label in the late 80s. And Someone Else, originally released on the Melbourne label in 1966. Before that, Ruli Garcia and Supercito. I have the compilation, The Lavender Jungle. Came out on Senior Chato, no, God knows when, and originally released on the Billionaire label, God knows when. But I'm going to guess about 72 or 73. Well, there's the Canadian Rogues did You Better Stop, a track originally released on the Fuller label in 1965. And I got off the compilation Garage Punk Unknowns Volume 8, and we kicked off the set with Catfish Night and the Blue Express and Deathwise. I got off the compilation A Lethal Dose of Hard Psych. Came out in Cheap Cheap, which is part of Arf Arf. Originally released, a major label release actually, Verve, in 1968. I don't often do this because, you know, the reason is, I don't always remember. You know, I get so much into myself. But shouts to Melissa Ann, B-Face. Man, been a long time. B-Face is listening. Beth out in Akron, Ohio. Skybar, who hosts a show called Rising, is Tuesday evenings at 8. Check it out right here at MFO. You're not going to give them my show, then give it his. For that, and John Savory is also watching on the live video. Bertro, who also is one of the rotating hosts, which I proudly held from that 2000 Y2K to 2006 on the Town Mikey D. That airs every evening, every Wednesday evening from 9 to midnight. Local rock, local happenings, ticket giveaways, live bands. Of course, Dick Cannon, an early supporter of this very broadcast. Big K up in Maine. Still working on his generator. He's got the little hamster running around so he can listen to power up his stereo or charge his mobile device and listen to the Desperate Hours. You got Rick, who with his daughter No hosts a show every other Sunday from 9 to 11 called Ear Buddies. Check it out. And of course, Darlene Lacey, another early supporter of this very broadcast. This is killing me. This is why you got a gift of it, WMFO. Anyway, Mark Peterson from the Twin Cities. Robbie White, who hosts Unholy Alliance. And before Unholy Alliance actually takes place on Sunday mornings from 9 to noon, he's on from 9 to 10 spinning. Check it out. Ron Beal, Stephanie Cardone, part of the lounge crew. It is from 9 to 11. Here at MFO on Saturday evenings. Lisa from Dallas. Then a whole bunch of, you know, I can never wrap my head around, like, interested. Well, what the hell is interested? You know, like, if you, you know, either listening or not. Chances are, you know, you're probably, if you're listening, might be in a car. And I don't want you texting, because I could be the one crossing the street in front of it. Yasu J. Martel out in Buffalo, New York. Yes. Mitch from Triple Thick. And I have to say, Triple Thick is one of my favorite all-time Boston bands. So he's checking me out on the... He's checking out this sexy bod on the video. Pete Milne, he should send me an ID. He should send me a bumper. He's right over in Somerville. Some of these people I grew up with. I'm just as bombastic as I ever was at 60 as I was at 17. We got 13 minutes to go. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
Try Listen, hotshot, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care for you or for the putrid sludge you're troweling out, but until they change the laws to put you sleaze kings out of business, my job's to help you get back your stench-ridden boxes of smut. And since I'm going to be doing it holding my nose, I'll be doing it with one hand.
Somebody, then you treat me just like dirt. You pick me up, you throw me down, and here I stay on the ground. I try to find out what's with you, and I come to this conclusion. Oh, baby, you're one girl I thought would stay with me, but you're not what I thought you'd be. Good thing I'm not blind and can't see, you never stay with me. You left me all alone, and now I have nobody I can call a friend. I'm better off alone, cause now I'll find somebody who can stay with me till the end. Oh, baby, you're not for me, and I can't see that. All you did was put out some act. How you said to face the fact that you weren't meant for me. Stay with me.